Look at task one. Listen carefully. You will listen to the recording twice. Now, listen to the news reader. If you wish, you may start underlining the correct word or phrase as you listen.
These are the news headlines. Gorilla walks upright. School wins European Green Switch Award. Weather report. And now for the news in more detail. Gorilla walks upright. A male gorilla named Ambum is walking upright at Port Wild Animal Park in Kent, England. The gorilla has attracted a lot of attention in the last few days as crowds of people from the area have come to see this unusual behavior. His keeper said that Ambum probably walks upright to be able to look over the wall for food. His father also used to walk in this way sometimes. Animal researcher Joanna Watson filmed Ambum while working on a project on the way animals move around. It has already been viewed on YouTube by 200,000 people. School wins European Green Switch Award. St. Mark's School from Malta has won the European Green Switch Award. In a ceremony held yesterday in Valletta, the school was awarded top prize for organizing activities to teach its pupils to switch off lights and electrical devices when not in use. Green Switch is held in schools around Europe to encourage children to help the environment. This year, over 800 schools participated, and St. Mark's School stood out for organizing varied activities. They were awarded the official Green Switch flag, as well as the winning trophy for their achievement. And now for the weather report. The heat wave we've had in the last 2 days is showing no signs of easing up. In fact, today's temperature could climb to 40 degrees Celsius by late afternoon. Right now, only an hour after sunrise, the temperature is already 29 degrees Celsius. Unfortunately, there's no rain forecast for the next 5 days. The best way to deal with this weather is to stay indoors, keep cool, and drink plenty of water. That was the last news item. Good day.
Listen to the sentences and underline the correct word or phrase in the sentences as you listen. Gorilla walks upright. Number 1. Many, few, some people have visited the park in the last few days. Underline the correct word in brackets now. Number 2. The gorilla walks upright to search for food, to see his keeper, to look for his father. Underline the correct phrase in brackets now. Number 3. Thousands of people have filmed, studied, watched Ambum on YouTube. Underline the correct word in brackets now. School wins European Green Switch Award. Number 4. St. Mark's School placed first, second, third in this year's European Green Switch Award. Underline the correct word in brackets now. Number 5. Many schools organized, won, took part in the European Green Switch Award this year. Underline the correct word or phrase in brackets now. Weather report. Number 6. The temperature will, might, must go up to 40 degrees Celsius. Underline the correct word in brackets now. Number 7. The news about the weather is being reported in the early morning, afternoon, evening. Underline the correct word in brackets now. Number 8. The fact that no rain is forecast is good, great, bad news. Underline the correct word in brackets now. Now, listen to the recording again.
These are the news headlines. Gorilla walks upright. School wins European Green Switch Award. Weather report. And now for the news in more detail. Gorilla walks upright. A male gorilla named Ambum is walking upright at Port Wild Animal Park in Kent, England. The gorilla has attracted a lot of attention in the last few days, as crowds of people from the area have come to see this unusual behavior. His keeper said that Ambum probably walks upright to be able to look over the wall for food. His father also used to walk in this way sometimes. Animal researcher Joanna Watson filmed Ambum while working on a project on the way animals move around. It has already been viewed on YouTube by 200,000 people. School wins European Green Switch Award. St. Mark's School from Malta has won the European Green Switch Award. In a ceremony held yesterday in Valletta, the school was awarded top prize for organizing activities to teach its pupils to switch off lights and electrical devices when not in use. Green Switch is held in schools around Europe to encourage children to help the environment. This year, over 800 schools participated, and St. Mark's School stood out for organizing varied activities. They were awarded the official Green Switch flag as well as the winning trophy for their achievement. And now for the weather report. The heat wave we've had in the last 2 days is showing no signs of easing up. In fact, today's temperature could climb to 40 degrees Celsius by late afternoon. Right now, only an hour after sunrise, the temperature is already 29 degrees Celsius. Unfortunately, there's no rain forecast for the next 5 days. The best way to deal with this weather is to stay indoors, keep cool, and drink plenty of water. That was the last news item. Good day.
Listen to the sentences again. You may finish this task as you listen. Gorilla walks upright. Number 1. Many, few, Some people have visited the park in the last few days. Underline the correct word in brackets now. Number 2. The gorilla walks upright to search for food, to see his keeper, to look for his father. Underline the correct phrase in brackets now. Number 3. Thousands of people have filmed, studied, watched Embem on YouTube. Underline the correct word in brackets now. School wins European Green Switch Award. Number 4. St. Mark's School placed first, second, third in this year's European Green Switch Award. Underline the correct word in brackets now. Number 5. Many schools organized, won, took part in the European Green Switch Award this year. Underline the correct word or phrase in brackets now. Weather report. Number 6. The temperature will, might, must go up to 40 degrees Celsius. Underline the correct word in brackets now. Number 7. The news about the weather is being reported in the early morning, afternoon, evening. Underline the correct word in brackets now. Number 8. The fact that no rain is forecast is good, great, bad news. Underline the correct word in brackets now. You now have some time to check your answers. This is the end of task 1.